There are over 75 million monthly Tubi viewers. That's more people than there are in France. Which means Tubi is more popular than cigarettes for breakfast. It's more popular than considering iced coffee a total abomination. More popular than loving political revolutions. More popular than mère and mère somehow being different words. Tubi, it's more popular than being French. See you in there.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Believe in Monster Trucks with Monster Jam Lord. I'm your host, Monster Jam Lord, and today we're going to recap the past three Monster Jam shows this 4th of July weekend in San Antonio, Texas. Some great action we saw at these three shows. I keep saying they get better and better. I say it every week. It's like a broken record, but they do. These three shows were insane. The drivers are really bringing it home, especially on the 4th of July. I was going to say the first two shows on Saturday are like some of the best shows of the year, and I didn't think they were going to be top, but 4th of July definitely brought some great Monster Jam action to San Antonio, Texas. So before we get into recapping the results from these three shows, make sure you go to Monster Jam Lord on YouTube, youtube.com/C/Monster Jam Lord, and check out all videos from all three shows on my channel right now. And if you want to keep up with my Instagram, see where I'll be, my schedule is typically on my YouTube About page, or it is on my Instagram at monster.jam.lord. It's right there in the front of the page. And brand new announcing right now, I have a new Monster Jam Lord TikTok account, monster.jam.lord on TikTok. It's already performing quite nicely. So if you want to catch some more Monster Jam clips, then go check that out. So let's get into the lineup for these three shows. We had Bakugan Dragonoid Ryan Anderson, the debut in Monster Jam of Brutus, Craig Champion. This was his debut weekend, which he definitely exceeded expectations for this show for a first-time Monster Jam show. Gravedigger Adam Anderson, Mohawk Warrior Bryce Kenny, Dalmatian Galaxy Cynthia Gauthier, Corey Rummel Rage, Vendetta Mike Christensen, Zombie Bar Musauer, Jurassic Attack Paul Jensen, Tom Mentz Max D, Tristan England Megalodon, and Monster Energy Todd LeDuc. So, all eight trucks that we're used to seeing from Feld were at this show, just like usual, just like the rest of the stadiums this year. And the, I guess you could say secondary Team Scream Independence, Brutus, and Rage. Really nice seeing Brutus back in action this weekend. That was really cool. I haven't seen that truck in about 5 years. And at all. So that was really cool seeing Brutus again. Very overdue. And we had Team Throttle Monster back out in Monster Jam for Stadiums again, which I want to see a lot more of, especially Paul Jensen Jurassic Attack. He is really good. He's one of those guys that I'm excited to see what he's going to do every weekend. Great at like all three competitions. So let's get into results from Saturday afternoon. The first of three shows in San Antonio, Texas, with your racing winner being Todd LeDuc and Monster Energy defeating Tom Mentz and Max D. Todd has been pretty off in racing this year compared to prior years, and I would say that's just because of the talent pool on this tour. But even his times haven't been as consistent as we're used to seeing for Todd LeDuc. Maybe it's the Chicago-style track we've seen most of the year, but Todd was on his game this entire weekend. He made it to the semifinals at least in all three shows, winning this first show Saturday afternoon against Tom Mentz and Max D in San Antonio. Great. Very overdue for Todd to get another racing win. Your skills winner for show one was Mohawk Warrior Bryce Kenny. Doing his first hit was a great moonwalk, just kept the truck balanced. And the second one, he walked it all the way up the big pod again. He's done that multiple times this year, and he did it again. Very cool, and I would say that's a deserved skills challenge win for Mohawk Warrior Bryce Kenny. and your freestyle winner in show one, Bakugan Dragonoid Ryan Anderson. Great freestyle. This show had some of the best freestyle we've seen in a really long time, from like Jurassic Attack, from Megalodon, from Tom Mentz, Max D. But Ryan Anderson got the freestyle win. Incredible. Some other notable moments from this show. Ryan Anderson had some nice sidewall donuts. Adam Anderson came out in freestyle. He broke the front planetary in one of the most least expected ways. It was weird that the front of the truck broke, did not get to finish his run. Some great crashes like Corey Rumble Rage and Cynthia Gauthier Monster Mutton Racing crashed, and Barry Musauer had a truck kind of shut off in the middle of the crash and flipped right over. It's a very solid show for show one in San Antonio. Now for show two, Saturday evening, another great show. I think if I had to rank them, this would be last, but not because it was a bad show at all. This another great show. It's just they were all so close and so even. And your racing winner for the first time this year with, I would say, probably about six or seven final round appearances off the top of my head, Zombie Barton Musauer wins racing, defeating Great Clips and Mohawk Warrior Bryce Kenny. So long overdue for Barry to get a racing win this year. He's been in the finals without winning definitely more than anyone this year. And he's probably been in the finals just as much as like Ryan or Adam Anderson. So I would say he's probably rank three in racing this year. If you go by that, if you go by Ryan and Adam, then you got Barry right under them for racing this year. And very glad to see Barry get a racing win. Like I said, long overdue. For your skills challenge, your winner, Megalodon, Tristan England, put on some great moonwalks. His second one, he flipped the truck over, got a little upset. Great, very good. Not a very good skills competition this show. Wasn't the best. Not a lot of guys did what they should have, like Ryan crashed early and placed last and things like that. But in freestyle, winning another competition this show, we had Megalodon Tristan England with one of the better freestyles of the year. Two phenomenal saves. The first one came up by accident, it looked like. Just the way the truck slid off the pod. And the second one, again, another accident, but had the truck on one wheel, spun it around. It was incredible. Much deserved freestyle win for Tristan England and Megalodon. And your overall event winner was Tristan England, Megalodon, 32 points. And I think I failed to mention the overall event winner for show one, Saturday afternoon, now that I mention it, was Tom Mentz, Max D, with 33 out of 36 points. Tom placed 11th, got second in every competition, leading him to get 11 points. So, really cool. Now let's move on to Sunday. Sunday shows were really good. I would say, you know, the 4th of July show was the best. The freestyle was incredible. Racing and skills was something, but freestyles were the show really brought home. Seems like the drivers are really starting to turn it up. And your finals for show 3 in racing, Tala Duke Monster Energy defeating Megalodon Tristan England. So Tristan England, and he's really overperforming, which is not a bad thing at all. He's doing so good on this stadium. It's only his second weekend of stadium competition. Third weekend of stadium competition since Indianapolis. Incredible. He's overexceeding everyone's expectations. Not like we didn't expect him to do good. I mean, I definitely expected him to be one of the better drivers on the tour when they put him on, but he's doing even better. So, very incredible for Tristan England. And your skills winner for this show, Ryan Anderson, Bakugan Dragonoid, starting off with a bicycle to one wheel moonwalk, which he had not pulled that off in a couple weeks, so really cool to see that. And finishing it off with another sidewall donut going back and forth with the truck. Son of a digger, Ryan Anderson, Bakugan Dragonoid. This may be one of Ryan's best seasons of all time. And as much as that pains me to say while he's driving Bakugan, I can't wait to see him back in Son of a Digger starting Los Angeles, July 23rd to 25th. It's coming up soon, everyone. We only have one more show, one last show with Ryan Anderson Bakugan, so you know he's going to do something awful to that truck in his last show in New Jersey. And then when he gets back in Son of a Digger, that truck is not going to survive ever again. So that truck is going to be torn up. And your freestyle winner, Ryan Anderson, Bakugan Dragonoid, 9.641. Terrific freestyle for Ryan, but I don't think it comes to any debate with this one that your freestyle winner, hands down, should have been Adam Anderson in Gravedigger. Ever since Adam got back in this chassis again, I kind of forgot, but it's something that's lasted ever since he's been driving this Gravedigger 35 chassis, that truck jumps higher than any truck, I'd say, of all time. The air time that it gets, just how long it floats in the air, it looks like it's floating every time he hits a jump. I don't know if he's hitting it with just that much more speed than anyone else, or if that truck floats better. I don't know. I mean, it's Adam Anderson, so he's probably saying it harder than anyone. But the air, consistent, like, you know, little saves, just so much big air, so much momentum. But to cap it off, for his last hit in freestyle, Adam, it did not look like a front flip attempt like a lot of people are saying. It looked like he was just going to slam that truck into whatever he could, as fast as he could, and hope for the best. We had not seen anything like this in 2021. All the drivers are trying to save the trucks for the company and things like that. You could tell it's not like they're not putting on shows, but just nobody has pulled this off in a while or tried. I'm really hoping when we go back to one show weekends that the drivers are going to be destroying the trucks like they used to, and at almost every show, like Adam would do something like this pretty much almost every show. So he wheelied halfway on one of the pods, halfway into the racing lane, truck flipped, twisted, barrel rolled everywhere until it finally landed on Solid into Mohawk Warrior. Definitely the most exciting thing we'd seen all of 2021. I was screaming. I was loving it. It was insane. Great. Great run for Adam Anderson. I'm saying that's freestyle of the year right now. That is definitely my favorite freestyle of the year and freestyle moment of the entire year. But even with that freestyle that Adam couldn't win because of fan judging, fans just don't know what they're doing. So did not help him get the overall at all. Your overall winner for the show, Tal LeDuc Monster Energy, 29 points out of 36. So your three overall event winners for this weekend, Tom Metz Max D, Tristan England Megalodon, and Tal LeDuc Monster Energy, who we have not seen Tom or Todd win many overalls at all this year. So really cool to see them back in the winner's circle where you would expect them right to be. They're not slowing down. They're both doing really good. So recapping all these shows, I would say out of the three, these all had the most highlights that we'd seen in quite a long time. If I put a highlight reel from all these shows, it would be an hour long. Incredible. This action had not been seen in a long time. But now we have recapped all three shows. Let me tell you guys where I will be in the upcoming months. Monster Jam has announced a couple new locations on their schedule since my last podcast, so I'll get right to them. Next stop, not this weekend, but next weekend, July 17th, Monster Jam is hitting East Rutherford, New Jersey again, MetLife Stadium, New York City. This is my top bucket list stadium. I say that every weekend. I cannot wait to go there. It's going to be like not going to feel real. It's not going to feel real attending this show in that stadium. I couldn't be more excited. The next weekend right after that, we're going New York to LA, Los Angeles, California, Staples Center, July 23rd, 25th. I will be at all five of those arena shows with the return of Son of a Digger Ryan Anderson. Kind of interesting why they picked the Staples Center for that and not a stadium or anything, but hey, maybe they still want Ryan to get broken into the truck again. Then the next weekend right after that, New Orleans, Louisiana, Mercedes-Benz Superdome. They just announced the lineup for that. Only 10 trucks have been announced, so I'm wondering if they're going to keep it like that or if they're going to be bringing more. I don't know. A little worrisome. But just to go over that lineup real quick, we got Kraken, Nick Pagliarulo, Tom Menz, Max D, Tristan England, Megalodon, Cynthia Gauthier, Monster Mutt Dalmatian. We got Jester, Matt Pagliarulo, Gravedigger, Adam Anderson, Fast Metal. On the Monster Jam website, it says TBA, but Bad Company team has confirmed it will be Cody Saucier, driving his hometown show in Fast Metal again. Can't wait to see Cody Soucy behind the wheel again. Incredible. The skill he's got is insane. Just a little... You gotta be a fan to appreciate his driving style. Bad Company, John Gordon. Son of a Digger, Ryan Anderson. And Soldier Fortune, Caleb Blood. That's only 10 trucks. But hey, I'm hoping they announce another two, because Monster Energy's not scheduled for this show, which is kind of weird. That's like the biggest monster truck sponsor that's up right now, and then I would assume they throw another truck in there, like Scooby-Doo maybe or something. So hopefully they still got some more trucks to announce, because a 10-truck show in a stadium is, you're cutting it now. You know, you're cutting it pretty close. Come on, you can't be slowing it down that much. So that is New Orleans, Louisiana. Then I got a week off until I head to Denver, Colorado for two arena shows on Saturday. I told you guys I was pretty much done with arenas for this year because, you know, stadiums are opening back up. There's not really a need, but there aren't many shows in August as of right now. There's only two that I'll be hitting, including this one in Denver. So just to fill in some content for you guys, I'm going to be heading to this one, but it sounds like I might be underplaying the show a little bit. I'm not trying to at all. This arena show lineup is fantastic, which is the reason why I did pull the trigger and want to go to these. Let's start off Extreme Attitude, Travis Morey. Gravedigger, Tyler Menninga. I've been waiting all 2021 for an opportunity to see him, and he's finally coming to Denver, Colorado, which is somewhere I haven't been, and it's somewhere that's not too far for me to go. So incredible. I cannot wait to see Tyler Menninga perform this year. So I'm excited for that. Jailbird, Kalen Migas. Jurassic Attack, David Ulfert, making his return. First time in Monster Jam since Salt Lake City. So that's about 6-7 months by the time this show starts. I can't wait to see him again. Really talented former crew chief. Wrecking Machine, Jeff Souza. Soldier Fortune, Caleb Blood. Dalmatian Galaxy, Cynthia Gautier. And Max D, Driver 2, be announced. So that is really interesting. I wonder what they're going to do with Max D. I'm assuming it's probably going to be Blake Granger. That's my guess. But we'll see who they put in Max D for arenas. Maybe it's going to be Tom. We don't know. So if you guys enjoyed this podcast, make sure to subscribe to it on the Believe Podcast Network. Believe in Monster Trucks, the Monster Jam Lord. Then follow me on Instagram at monster.jam.lord. Follow me on TikTok at monster.jam.lord. Brand new TikTok. And subscribe to the channel to follow. Turn the bell on for all your updates and everything. Thank you for listening, everybody. Have a good one.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley, in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.